cities if they refuse to work with the administration on deporting undocumented immigrants.
That reporting from the Washington Post, according to ABC's Selena Wang at Mar-a-Lago. A U.S. brokered ceasefire between Hezbollah and Israel appears to be holding several hours after it was signed. People began returning to neighborhoods in southern Lebanon as Israeli troops began withdrawing from the same areas. The University of North Carolina Asheville is offering free in-state tuition this spring. It's intended for families who live in sections of the state devastated by Hurricane Helene back in September. UNC Asheville has already spent $30 million on campus repairs. This is ABC News. A snowy mess in Seoul, the capital of South Korea, getting up to 10 inches of snow, making it the worst snowstorm there in half a century. At least two people have died in the storm. Hundreds of flights have been canceled. Warnings about a rash of thefts, crooks targeting phones, iPhones. Here's ABC's Aaron Katursky.
Just last month in Virginia, a doorbell camera captured a suspect stealing an iPhone package and pulling a gun on an eyewitness riding his lawnmower. It's one of more than 75 incidents reported in Northern Virginia alone. Law enforcement sources tell ABC News thieves are specifically targeting AT&T customers who order new iPhones and have them delivered to their home.
The thefts being carried out across the country, sometimes minutes after they're dropped off. Investigators trying to figure out how the thieves know which houses to hit. AI finding its way to Spotify. Google's AI system called Gemini now integrating with the music streaming service, letting Android users control it with voice commands. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain. Here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. Brought to you by Marthalo Chevrolet of Minocqua, your trusted hometown dealer for new Chevrolet vehicles and service. Beginning Sunday from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m., stop by the Stanley Movie Theater in Stanley to see the local documentary of the Cornell Fire Department that's making smoke. Each of the movie dates will be benefiting a local fire department, so spread the word like wildfire. The documentary is called A Spark Can Ignite a Community. The first airing date is Sunday, December 1st at 7 p.m., benefiting Gilman Fire Departments. The second is Sunday, December 8th at 7, benefiting the Thorpe Area Fire Department. The third is Sunday, December 29th at 7:30 p.m., benefiting the Boyd Edson Delmar Fire Department. The fourth is Sunday, January 5th at 5 p.m., benefiting the Stanley Fire Department. And the sixth and final date is Sunday, January 5th at 7:30 p.m., benefiting Cadott Fire Department. Once again, that's beginning Sunday, December 1st at 7 p.m. at the Stanley Movie Theater for the Best of Us Fire Department fundraisers. Don't be a victim of a holiday scam this season. Lisa Hale has more.
Scams are a global business. Grant Wheat, the Vice President of Risk Management at Verva Credit Union, warns consumers not to become one of the 57,000 people every day taken in by a scam.
If it seems too good to be true, then it probably is, right? So from websites to charities to payment ways, if it's not something you've done before or have taken advantage of before, and it just seems too good to be true, then it probably is.
Wheat says holiday scams can come in the form of travel deals, look-alike online stores, and even fake charities.
For more news, visit 98qcountry.com and civicmedia.us. I'm Austin Brume.
Looking for a dealership that's truly here for you? Marthaler Chevrolet of Minocqua is dedicated to serving you right this holiday season. From new Chevrolets to top quality service, they treat every customer like family. Need an oil change? Get a full synthetic oil change for just $49.95, excluding diesels. Plus, enjoy exclusive GM employee pricing on select 2024 Silverados in stock with 1.9 finance up to 60 months to qualified buyers. Visit them on Highway 51 South or at MinocquaCars.com.
The Bucks win in Miami. I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks with a 106-103 victory over the Heat. Just before the game, Giannis had to drop out with a swollen knee. Guard Damian Lillard.
They said he wasn't going to be in the lineup. I needed to come out and be in attack mode and just try to make things happen and just have that energy.
Lillard led with 37 points, 12 assists. The Bucks now 9-9. NFL, it's the Packers and the Dolphins tomorrow night. The forecast for Green Bay, cloudy, windy. What's it like playing quarterback in the cold? Jordan Love.
In the cold? I don't mind. I mean, it is what it is. You know, being here in Green Bay, it's going to be cold, and you got to go out there and play in whatever the conditions might be. So playing here, we practice in the weather every day in the cold, especially a team coming from Miami. You know, I'll take that any day.
It was sunny and 81 in Miami. So how do you get a team ready for 25 degrees at Lambeau?
I was just going to carry ice cubes in my pockets and throw them at players all week.
That's the Dolphins head coach Mike McDaniel with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
On the local sports team, boys basketball, Spencer tops Shawamigan down in Spencer last night. Spencer wins at 65-60. Drummond over the Winter boys, 73-38. Columbus Catholic beats Rib Lake boys, 53-37. On the girls' side, it was Phillips topping Shawamigan, 77-32. We'll have that game archived for you on our website to listen back to. Merrill a winner over Ashland, 82-51. Winter a winner over Drummond last night on girls, 60-52. It was Prentice topping Abbotsford, 48-39. And the Rib Lake girls takes care of Athens last night, beating them 69-35.
I'm Rob Driesline, and this is from the pages of the Outdoor News, brought to you by Onyx Hunt. Your Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources says that results from the 2024 bear hunting season show a rebound in harvest and hunter success. More details when we return, but first.
Sick of eating tag soup? It's time to own your odds this fall with Onyx Hunt, the GPS hunting app trusted by millions of hunters. Now you'll have access to nationwide public and private land ownership information, waypoints, optimal wind for each stand, tracks, and much more. All at your fingertips. Go to onxmaps.com/hunt and use code ODN20 at checkout to receive 20% off your membership. That's code ODN20.
The Wisconsin DNR last week announced preliminary results for the 2024 black bear hunting season. This fall, bear hunters harvested 4,285 bears during the five-week season. That's a rebound from the below-average harvest of 2,922 bears taken during the 2023 bear hunting season. The DNR believes the incredible amount of acorns and other natural foods decreased harvest last year. All those natural forage sources reduced the effectiveness of baits and translated into that lower kill. This year, there appeared to be less natural food available than in 2023. That means that hunters saw and harvested more bears. This year's bear hunt ran from September 4th through October 8th. A total of 11,500 bear hunting licenses were awarded to hunters through the license lottery system. Nearly 135,000 people applied for a bear hunting license or preference point this year. Citizens who want to hunt bears next year must apply via the Go Wild website before the December 10th deadline. I'm Rob Driesline, and this has been from the pages of the Outdoor News. Learn more at OutdoorNews.com.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters. Northwoods
weather. We have some great travel weather for you this holiday weekend, but grab the warm jacket because it is going to be cold. Today, partly cloudy, 29, wind will be northwest at 5. Tonight, 16. Tomorrow, cloudy with flurries in the afternoon, our high 24. By Friday and Saturday, highs will only reach the upper teens to low 20s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now at 19. 98 Q Country.
Hello, I'm Giuseppe. I got something special for you. Ready? Uno, due, tre, quattro. When I was a boy, just about the 8th grade, Mama used to say, don't stay out late with the bad boys. Always shoot the pool. Giuseppe going to flunk a school. Boy, it making me sick. All the thing I gotta do. I can't get no kicks. I always got to follow rules. Boy, it making me sick just to make the lousy bucks. Got to feel it like a fool. And the mama used to say all the time, what's the matter with you? Hey, got no respect. What do you think you do? Why you look so sad? It's not so bad. It's a nicer place. Ah, shut up your face. That's my mama, I can remember. Big accordion solo. Soon come a day, gonna be a big star. Then the
make a TV shows and the movies. Get myself a new car, but still I be myself. I don't want it to change a thing. Still a dance and a sing. I think about the mama, she is the same. What's the matter, you? Hey, God, no respect. What do you think you do? Why you look so sad? It's a not so bad. It's a nicer place. I shut up for your face. Mama, she said it all of the time. What's the matter, you? Hey, God, no respect. What do you think you do? Why you look so sad? It's a not so bad. It's a nicer place. I shut up for your face.
That's my mom.
Hello, everybody. That's out there on the radio and the TV land. Did you know I had the big hit the song in Italy with it? This? Shut up for your face. I sing this song, all of my fans applaud, they clap their hands. But they're making me feel so good. You ought to learn that this is a song, it's a real simple. See, I sing, what's the matter, you? You sing, hey! Then I sing it the rest. And then at the end, we can all sing, ah, shut up, you face. Okay, let's try it really good. Uno, two, three, one. What's the matter, you? Hey! God, and no respect. Hey! What do you think you do? Hey! Why you look so sad? Hey! It's not so bad. It's a nicer place. I shut up your face.
That's a great. We're gonna do the better this time. I bet. Hey,
what's the matter, you?
Hey,
God, I no respect.
Hey,
what do you think you do?
Hey,
why you look so sad?
Hey,
it's a not so bad.
Hey,
it's a nicer place.
Hey.
I shut up your face.
Okay, one more time for Mama, everybody.
What's the matter, you?
Another edition of Reality Radio at 8:11. Joel here. We got a couple of guests coming in, a whole lot. Mr. Steve Jetlin will be coming in from the Family Worship Center. They have a special event that they wanted to come in and talk about. I think Courtney from the Chamber is going to stop by also. We'll see. Once again, in the 9 o'clock hour, we may lose interest a little bit as we're all trying to kind of get into holiday mode here and have a little relaxing time over the Thanksgiving break. Our Deer Hunters Roundup continues tonight. It continued last night. Greg Gunderson hosted the show, and he came back this morning. Look at that.
Good morning.
That's the first step. All right.
Surprised myself a little bit. I found a few weird little configurations for the buttons on that new phone thingamadinger we do. We'll have to review some notes I wound up with involuntarily. But no, everything, it was a great time. I was panicking for most of it behind the scenes, but the camera shows that. You can watch the YouTube live stream back and just watch me shaking in my boots, but having a fun time doing it.
Well, there's a lot going on. Not only, of course, the live stream added to it with the YouTube feed, but we've got people texting us and we have people emailing us and also getting personal messages sometimes on our phone. And we just, I guess our goal with the show is just to get everybody's message out on the air. We don't want anybody to feel left out.
Yeah, so. Right. Juggling. It was just a nice little bit of juggling. And once you've got every ball in the air, cool. You can relax a little bit and just do the work of keeping them there. But eventually you've got to catch them all when they fall. And sometimes they fall before you expect them to. So it was that extended analogy aside, like I said, that was a great time. People were really cool. They were very understanding. And if I hung up on you, I'm sorry, but it will probably happen again.
And Gray had the tri-screen up on my normal streaming computer. You had emails up. One of them, I don't know, it was from like Germany or something. I don't know what you're doing, but they had a lot of different information up on the different screens and just trying to juggle it all. So
well, I had, for a sneak peek, we have three screens in the studio, and I had one of those screens further split into three. So it's almost like I was actually rocking five different things yesterday. Most of them didn't require direct attention all the time, but some of those five things were people, and so I couldn't leave them alone.
So we thank everybody for being a part of the show. We'll do it again tonight. It'll be me, and you're in tonight?
Yes.
Sausage from the FPH Country Club will be in. We'll roll out the red carpet for him. I mean, this is the third year we've had him in to chat with us, one of our longtime listeners to the Deer Hunters Roundup. I'm glad you're in here early because I wanted to talk about this before I forget about it. My wife ran across something about how to cook a turkey the other day, and you're somewhat of a cooking connoisseur a bit. So, and I haven't mentioned the word yet, but I'm gonna throw it out at you. She ran across a way to cook a turkey that takes apparently like an hour and a half versus five or six, and it's called spatchcocking. Do you know what that is?
No, but I know I've heard the term. I feel like I once fell into a Google rabbit hole, and I can remember being there, but not what I found. I'll tell you what, though. When you say cook a turkey in an hour and a half, I'm immediately thinking that's a great way to wind up spending most of your Thanksgiving in the smallest room of the house.
Well, that's what I'm thinking, too. I'm a little bit leery. My wife has not agreed that she's going to do it or not, but spatchcocking is basically a cooking technique that involves removing the backbone of the bird or the turkey, laying it flat to cook. So you need a little wider, probably, pan. And they say it takes less time to cook it because of that.
Well, that makes a lot of sense. I mean, you know, the internal temperature is what you're struggling to battle against when you're baking a bird.
Yeah. And if anybody has ever spatchcocked a bird, call me on the studio line right now. I want to talk to you, all right? I want some tips. 744-1006, 715-744-1006. Tell me if this is a wise thing. I don't want to end up in the smallest room of my house.
Seeking a spatchcocking specialist.
Seeking a specialist.
Stat.
Because it's always been my duty. Thanksgiving morning, I get up at 8 o'clock and I turn on the oven and I get the turkey in, because we usually don't do Thanksgiving until mid-afternoon or so. So it takes a good 4 to 5 hours or so, I guess.
It's 2 days to thaw and half of one to cook, it feels like.
Yeah. So I don't know if my wife, where she's at with this, but she was talking about it. I'm not sure if she has a pan big enough. I told her, she said the word kind of in passing when the other day. She said, yeah, I'm thinking about cooking the turkey. It's called spatchcocking. And I said, are you smack talking? I said, what are you talking about? You're gonna smack talk the turkey and then put it in the oven?
Mentioned it offhand, but that was the toe dipped in the water. Like, I need to know what Joel thinks of this insane method I might use to cook this turkey.
Yeah.
Not judging it when I say that, Shayna. I fully trust you, all of your judgment, but man, whole bird, like I said, it's like a half a day kind of bird. In an hour and a half, I'm thinking, whoa!
Yeah, like we don't need to reinvent the wheel. I told her, I said, the way we do it is wonderful. And I said, are you trying to say that I'm not good at maybe carving the turkey? because obviously this would eliminate some of that
I will
carving
say,
of the turkey.
Yeah, that's like what you end up with a spatchcocking. Like, imagine a normal roasted turkey, that's kind of like you're dealing with a globe, and this spatchcock is more like a map. You know, you're laying it flat, and I think that would mean it's a little easier to draw the borders, if you will.
Well, and I think the term removing of the backbone of the bird, it gets kind of glossed over a little bit, because that doesn't sound like it would be easy to do.
No. That's what, 7 or 8 words that... condense into like an hour of your life that you will be looking up. I'm thinking there's 3 YouTube tutorials necessary before you can just backbone a bird.
Yeah. It's also known as butterflying the bird, because the bird is kind of split down the middle. So, I mean, the reason why you cook a bird so long, obviously, is to get all the way into the inside.
Right.
The cooking of the bird, the outside usually, you know, chars up a little bit, the crunchy stuff. So you're basically eliminating that inside part of the bird.
Exactly. That was exactly what I was just thinking. You took the words right out of my mouth. It eliminates the internal cavity by rolling it. It opens the bird, which is a terrifying phrase in its own right. But I think with all the other descriptions we've provided, people hopefully won't get the wrong idea there.
Yeah, they could have came up with a better word than spatchcocking.
You went for spatchcocking when butterflying was right there.
Yeah, I do.
The listeners aren't totally at fault.
So
here,
you pat the bird dry with a paper towel. You position the bird breast side down. You use a sturdy kitchen shears. That leaves a lot of room for negotiation. A sturdy kitchen shears to cut along either side of the backbone. You're cutting bone, basically, right? From the tail up to the back of the wing. Then you flip the bird over, you press down, and it all flattens out, and then you cook it less.
I think in most cases, what's like, if you're right up against the spine, most of the things that connect directly to it have cartilage linking them. So if you do have a sturdy kitchen shears, as the recipe suggests,
yes.
I think if you're powering through cartilage, sure, but I don't know if you could get a shears through bone, or like maybe like softer bones from the wings themselves, I could imagine that, but like a real bone? Like a shoulder bone? No, I don't think so. Drumstick? You're not scissoring that.
Yeah, then you can save the backbone for some soup stock if you want, but you can do that with a regular turkey too. So I don't know. I don't know where my wife is at with this. I'm gonna have to have a discussion. She's still stressing out over the fact that she thinks I'm gonna mess up the pumpkin pie. So I've got her at that level.
How do you even
mess up a pumpkin
pie?
Oh, you do.
I mean, crust is hard. Crust, good pie crust is tough. But the filling, I mean, unless you're just going to add too much or too little or forget about it somewhere for 3 days.
I was unsupervised a couple years ago and I made the crust. And let's just say that the thickness of the pie filling was almost as equal to the thickness of the crust.
Ooh,
It was too much.
I was taught once how to make pie crust. I've attempted it, I think, twice. One was what most people get with their first attempt, and then the second one was like passable, and I thought, okay, cool, I'm satisfied with my life career results making pie crust. I'm 1 for 2. We're gonna call that good. I'll be a backup quarterback and call it at that. And I've never had to make another one. But
you can't get thin enough when you're making a homemade crust, and that's the problem. When you get thin, of course, then it starts to break apart and you re-roll it. But you can't be satisfied saying, okay, I don't think that's gonna be too thick. You gotta get it thinner than what you think you should.
Well, half the thing is, before even that point, before I get the second round of lard folded into what's already in the bowl, I'm thinking, man, for $2.99, there is an aluminum foil pan with a layer of graham cracker crumbs glued to the bottom of it. And I could do some awesome things with that.
I mentioned that to my wife when we were shopping last weekend, and she didn't even reply, which is the equivalent of don't even mention that again.
Oh, see, and like, if we're talking about my grandmother's pie, no, I don't know, how dare I even suggest such a thing. But if you're asking me to make a pie, I'm telling you that for $2 and some odd cents, we can have a much better time than what I'll provide for you.
Yeah, the graham cracker crust is wonderful. But if you can figure out the way to make the traditional crust and do it well, there's nothing like it. There's nothing like it.
Yeah, if you've got like a real cherry pie or apple pie filling with a flaky crust on, sold.
Yeah, that's good. So I'm going to do the pumpkin. My wife has announced that she will handle the apple pie. That's too complicated for my cooking expertise. So she's going to handle the apple side. So at your house, is there something that you specialize in that you do, or Rachel does, or what do you do?
You know how at the end of a football game, sometimes the quarterback pulls everybody in? It doesn't happen often anymore. It's more of like a movie thing. It's just like, all right, we're going to draw up a play in the dirt, and you're going to do this, you're going to do that, and it's the winning play every time.
Mm-hmm.
We do that because we have no idea what either of us is good at, and we do not win the game in the end. But we still have fun. So that's probably exactly what we'll do. We'll kind of look at what we've got to do, what the tasks are, and what do you feel like? And we definitely have tendencies. If there's a lot of mixing to be done, I'll get this really sweet look. Just like, hey, you wanna grab that whisk? No, but I will, because I love you. And if there's something that's just kind of a lot of stirring and just kind of gentle patience involved, that's her job.
Yeah.
Because I tend to get distracted and impatient.
Does your family have that dish? I talked about this earlier this morning. I think every family has that thing where when Thanksgiving comes, you're just like, well, you're going to make the fill in the blank, aren't you? We got to have that. Is there something in your family that you find that no one else can duplicate anywhere else at a family reunion or a wedding or anything that you do well?
You know, it's that I do well specifically?
Yeah, maybe something unique. Maybe something unique that nobody else does.
So when I think of Thanksgiving meals, I think of my grandmother. And we lost Nana back in 2006. So it was like I was 12 years old at that point. I never really got to be that involved in anything much more than the dishes and complaining that the food wasn't ready yet. So it's kind of tough. Like, after that, we absolutely had great Thanksgivings. But that archetypal Thanksgiving was at my grandmother's house. So it's like I never really touched it. But in that meal that I think a lot of people touch on, especially Christmas and Thanksgiving, we had a lot of ham. And I've had a lot of holiday ham, a lot of different types of ham, spiral cut, whatever. You try a little bit of all of it. I've never had one quite exactly, and maybe it was her oven, but Nana's ham. It was, and it's not one of those recipes that she's necessarily known for, and she is known for several, but that ham was awesome.
Yeah, we do traditional turkey every year because my wife likes ham, but she's not a huge fan of ham. So when we go to other places, we may have that. But I mentioned earlier this morning, you know, we do the traditional mashed potatoes and stuffing. Nothing fancy with those. Nothing fancy with the turkey. But the corn casserole is kind of a, I don't know if it's a secret recipe, but it is a passed down family recipe. And it's something we double the batch, and my son will take a large container home back to his place. It's the corn casserole is kind of our family's signature food. And it's very simple. There's not a lot in it.
I can tell you my dad would never touch it with a 10-foot pole. He's firmly of the belief that corn is in about three times as many things as it should be in. So I'm thinking the idea of a whole casserole might be kind of objectionable to him, but I want to give it a shot. I've recently been learning that I like things that I didn't used to like and still think that I don't like sour cream. I grew up not liking sour cream. I've gone my whole adulthood thinking, I don't like sour cream. Accidentally tried it the other day. I was like, wow, what is that? That's really good. It's sour cream, you fool. So like, I was talking to Rachel last night. I was like, you know what? I don't even know what green bean casserole actually is. Is it just green beans, cream of mushroom soup, and the crunchies? And she Googled it, and she said, yep. And she just showed me her phone, and there was like four ingredients. I thought, wow, why would I dislike it?
My wife mentioned that in passing as we were shopping last weekend. She said something about a green bean casserole, and I just kind of let it go because I'm all right. I mean, I'm all right with green beans. The corn's always been my number one thing. I'm going to have to bring you a sample of the corn casserole. You'll have to sign off on it that there will be no scientific breakdown in a lab in Lugerville that will analyze what's in there. So you try to duplicate it. So there will be a disclaimer and a release form, but I will let you have a little bit of it.
That may be my question of the day today, Joel. How do you save green bean casserole from its basic form? I'm sure there's a lot of slight variations people have, because let's be honest. You're looking at a can of green beans. You're looking at a can of cream and mushroom soup. You're not combining those two things unless you have to, and I think that's how we got to green bean casserole, and then it caught on from there. I don't think people were out looking for the hot new food and they landed on green bean casserole. I think people were making do when that's what they had to do, and you end up loving those kinds of foods. It's like meatloaf. It's like meatloaf is not gourmet fare, but people love it because it's what your mom made, and it was, and you loved it back then. Yeah. You know, it sticks with you. So what small tweaks can green bean casserole receive? Because I know you're making it out there, and you're not just dumping cream of mushroom in with some green beans and sprinkle on top the whatever those crunchy things are. I'll figure it out. I'll Google it. Don't worry. And slamming it in the oven. There's steps in between.
Yeah, and green bean is the first two letters in the name of the food, but you're covering it up. You're covering it up with a lot of stuff. So
you got to do something.
Yeah, you got to do something with it. And the best part of hosting Thanksgiving, of course, is the leftovers. I enjoy leftovers more than I do the actual Thanksgiving meal, to be honest with you. The warming up, a little scoop of mashed potatoes and stuffing and a little turkey on the side in my rocking chair as I watch a Thursday night football game or a Sunday, and that's great stuff for me.
I'm looking forward to Thanksgiving with a Thanksgiving Packer game. There have been a couple without, and I've felt absolutely robbed.
Yeah, my philosophy is if you're going to host Thanksgiving and if you're going to cook, make way more than you need.
Yep.
Just make way more, because the leftovers are just as good as the real deal.
Buy some cheap single-use takeout containers and push leftovers on your loved ones and accept that they won't take half of what you make, and embrace the sandwiches.
Yeah, and unless you want to spend a lot of time in the smallest room in your house, avoid spatchcocking. That's what we're going to run with
Judgment
today.
Judgment passed.
Yes. We're going to talk with Mr. Steve Gentlin from Family Worship Center. They have a special event going on. We're going to do that after the news and get to the birthdays, too, at 762-3221.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. President-elect Trump's border czar visiting Texas as reports surface about how the new administration plans to deal with so-called sanctuary cities.
Donald Trump is doubling down on his plan for mass deportations. We're learning this morning that his advisors are discussing a plan to strip federal resources from Democratic-run cities if they refuse to work with the administration on deporting undocumented immigrants.
That reporting from the Washington Post, according to ABC's Selena Wang at Mar-a-Lago. A U.S. brokered ceasefire between Hezbollah and Israel appears to be holding several hours after it was signed. People began returning to neighborhoods in southern Lebanon as Israeli troops began withdrawing from the same areas. The University of North Carolina Asheville is offering free in-state tuition this spring. It's intended for families who live in sections of the state devastated by Hurricane Helene back in September. UNC Asheville has already spent $30 million on campus repairs. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain. Here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. This Saturday from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m., the Lakeland Union High School is hosting their 35th annual Christmas Gift and Craft Fair. The Lakeland Union High School Music Boosters invite you to join them for a day of relaxing shopping, crafts, gifts, concessions, and a bake sale. For craft show information, you can contact Joanne Bartlett at 715-892-5114. And they advise you to please be cautious. Only Joanne can register any tables for the sale. Please call or text her directly for information. And do not attempt to make any table reservations online. Once again, that number is 715-892-5114 for Joanne Bartlett for craft show information. And once again, the 35th annual Christmas Gift and Craft Fair at the Lakeland Union High School Commons in Minocqua is taking place Saturday, November 30th from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. For some, it's a holiday tradition to go out and cut your own tree. Did you know that some Wisconsin forests actually allow this? Lisa Hale has more.
Wisconsinites who want the experience of trekking through the woods, finding the perfect tree, cutting it down, and taking it home can do so from some Wisconsin state forest for just a small fee. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources says Wisconsinites can harvest a holiday tree or evergreen boughs from certain state forests, such as the Peshtigo State Forest in Marinette County. Permits vary, but average at about $5 per tree. Visit the DNR's Forest Products Permit page for information on how to harvest a holiday tree for your home.
For more news, visit 98qcountry.com and civicmedia.us. I'm Austin Brumet.
And we'll check the sports in just a moment and get your local birthdays. If you got one again, birthday or anniversary, 715-762-3221. Anybody this coming weekend, give us a call. We'll do the birthday cake drawing Monday. We have a special event coming up at Family Worship Center, and Steve Jetland, the pastor there at Family Worship Center, is joining us, the voice of Screaming Eagle Sports, too. Steve, good morning to you. How are we doing?
Good morning.
Good to see you. We have a special Hot Wing Challenge coming up. Tell us a little bit about what's going on with this, Steve.
It's tough to think about hot wings after casting the game last night because my throat's a little sore because it was a fun one.
Yeah.
So basically, every December, our church, this is our fifth annual year of doing it. We like to raise money for one of our missionary programs that focuses on kids all over the world, BGMC, Boys and Girls Missions Club.
Okay.
And my wife, 5 years ago, decided, what if we did something silly and fun? And I was like, ooh, yeah, fun, what is it? She's like, how about we just scarf some hot wings? And I thought, I don't do hot. Like, I like ketchup.
Right.
Like, I like, that's there we go. That's about what I like. And basically, the church really rallied behind it because they thought it would be hilarious to watch their pastor eat hot wings.
Sure,
and
sure.
So it was like for every $100 given, I would have to eat a progressively hotter and hotter hot wing. And exploded until what we have today. And so that was all during the COVID stuff, right? So it was all live streamed. We did it in our kitchen. But now, you know, we're in our church and it's a live event and people can come to it and we want to feed everybody.
Okay.
And so the idea is not only will I be eating crazy hot wings, you get to watch that and laugh, but you can come in and purchase hot wings for yourself and your family, and all proceeds go to BGMC. And for everyone who comes in, sauces are optional for them, but not for me.
sure. They can pick how hot they want the sauce to be. So depending on how much people give, depends on how hot the wings are for you then, is that right?
So every $200, we will go up in heat on the wing. And the church has already pre-done a lot of that stuff, so I think we're all ready to like wing number 7, but still got a few hundred dollars to go.
All right. What's a good way to support this? Is to come out that day, or is there a way ahead of time they can support too?
So there's a couple. I'll answer the first question. So the event itself is December 6th, which is a Friday.
Okay.
At 6 o'clock.
All right.
You come on out. The kitchen's going to be fired up. We got bone-in and boneless wings. You can bring your own sauces or go plain or, you know, we'll have ranch and ketchup and all this stuff, as well as the hot sauces if you're feeling spicy that day.
Okay.
And then basically the best way to give is you can give that day right at the event, and we keep track of that. Or you can give through our website, excuse me, fwcparkfalls.com. On our website, we have a little tag at the top that says donate or give. I can't remember which one exactly. And when you click on that, you can then title it. Like, you know, when you, yeah, let's say I want to give $20 or whatever. You can then say, like, what's this for? You just BGMC or missions, right? There's two of those tags right there. Mm-hmm. And then what we see on our end, we see that and just add it to the total immediately, and we can keep track of that live.
All right. Talk a little bit about BGMC and how you got connected and networked with them in this.
So BGMC is an international organization that has existed my entire life. I remember giving to BGMC as a kid, but basically this missionary organization has a heavy focus on children all over the world, and not just reaching the gospel to them, but also making sure they're fed, making sure they're clothed, making sure the villages in Africa and Asia, they have a well that can support water or schools in which they can go to. Mm-hmm. We're actually coupling with a program this year. I just got this confirmed last week. I'm super excited. They want to put in a drip irrigation system over in one of the countries in Africa, and they will match us our first $2,000. Nice, so our first $2,000 instantly doubles to $4,000 on that December 6th. So we're really stoked about that.
Yeah, this is pretty cool because so many times I think people feel a little bit helpless. They see stories of worldwide situations of hunger and situations like you're talking about. You just kind of feel helpless and how to give and where to give. And there's so many scams going on, but this is a good way to support something like this and know it's being funneled through a local organization like this. It's getting where it needs to be, right?
And BGMC, like they are, like I said, they're international. They're a big corporation, and they want to help out pretty much with anyone that is assisting with kids in any. I know there's another missionary, or it's not really a missionary thing. I mean, it kind of is, but it's an organization that works with people with disabilities. And we were in need of trying to figure out how to transport people across these camps. And BGMC swooped in and said, hey, we're going to buy you a golf cart that looks like a limousine, but that's so we can wheel wheelchairs onto it and lock them in and move them around this campground that didn't have a lot of sidewalks. And so BGMC, like they are really great. They're really great. So we really love that organization, and we're looking to beat our record. Last year, we gave just over $4,000 from this one event.
Nice. So if you want to support the event, maybe you're saying you got a conflict, you're thinking of that date already, December 6th, fwcparkfalls.com.
Yes.
And you can give $10-$20 on there. It said it's going for Pastor Steve to eat the hottest of the hot wings.
Oh my gosh.
And then talk about it on his radio broadcast.
If people are okay, I have to explain how hot these hot wings are. Okay.
Right.
Like it's unbelievable. Like the last hot sauce is, they don't have it on the Scoville scale. It exceeds it. They estimate it that it's somewhere in the ballpark of 6 to 10 million Scoville. And they're like, well, we don't know. You have fun with that. And so it's just kind of like, it's not just like, ooh, Frank's hot sauce, what you would get here. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it might be a one or two on this scale. It gets really hot.
All right. So fwcparkfalls.com if you want to help out ahead of time, or Friday, December 6th at Family Worship Center. What time does it start?
6 p.m.
6 p.m. And what time will you be doing your devouring of the hot wings?
That basically 6 p.m. Like if you come in early, obviously you can come in early. The door's going to be open. You can get seated. 6 p.m. is when the live stream goes live, because we'll still be live streaming us. But the church is open for anyone who wants to do that. Live stream will also be on our YouTube page and posted on Facebook, Family Worship Center Park Falls. And basically that's when that starts. So as long as you come anytime, either before that or even after that, I mean, the kitchen's going to be fired up.
If they want to dine before that, they can come in like 5:30 or so. Okay.
Yeah.
At Family Worship Center, they're of course right between Park Falls and Fifield, right on Highway 13. All right. Very good. I always wondered what the strategy was, because this isn't me. I'm a ketchup guy too.
Yeah,
I can't believe you do this.
I can't either.
Usually, people who do this are just like, "Oh yeah, I like spicy food."
That's awful.
So, do you have what's your simmer down liquid? Is it just water, or is there something they recommend that you that you wash your mouth with to help out, or is there nothing?
Joel, there's no strategy.
There's no strategy.
How hot this is, you have to understand that, like, this is a marathon. This isn't the Hot Wings Challenge at Buffalo Wild Wings where they're like, eat 5 wings in 15 minutes or
sure,
whatever.
Sure.
And then you just devour it and then have a glass of milk. This is a marathon.
You're in survival mode.
If you decide I'm going to drink milk the whole time, you'll probably throw up, because if you drink a lot of milk, you'll throw up. So it's like, you know, we had a guy, his name's Mike, bless his heart, one of my board members. He had all these strategies like sour cream and peanut butter, all this stuff. And I'm just looking at him like, it doesn't matter. It's so hot. I'm just going to suffer loudly and
make your way through it.
Usually about halfway through the event, maybe 2/3 when we're at the 7 and 8 range, I will go outside in the winter and lay down in the snow because my face and body's so hot. But my congregation loves it. I don't know what that says about them, but at the end of the day, we like having fun. It's like, we can raise money. My church loves to raise money for this organization. They were going to do it anyway, and it's like, this is just something that, I don't know, we can do as a community, you know? So it's just something fun.
Sure. Friday, December 6th at Family Worship Center. We'll talk a little bit more about it again next week. All right, Steve, well, have a great Thanksgiving. Enjoy the non-spicy food.
Oh, my goodness.
Over Thanksgiving. And I think we're going to talk to you next week a little bit.
Yes, I'll be back and also advertise this again.
Thank you, Steve. Appreciate it.
Thank you for having me. Happy Thanksgiving.
Steve Gentlin joining us. We'll get to our birthdays in just a moment here.
The Bucks win in Miami. I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks with a 106-103 victory over the Heat. Just before the game, Giannis had to drop out with a swollen knee. Guard Damian Lillard.
They said he wasn't going to be in the lineup. I needed to come out and be in attack mode and just try to make things happen and just have that energy.
Lillard led with 37 points, 12 assists. The Bucks now 9-9. NFL, it's the Packers and the Dolphins tomorrow night. The forecast for Green Bay, cloudy, windy. What's it like playing quarterback? In the cold, Jordan Love.
In the cold? I don't mind. I mean, it is what it is. You know, being here in Green Bay, it's going to be cold, and you got to go out there and play whatever the conditions might be. So playing here, we practice in the weather every day, in the cold, especially a team coming from Miami. You know, I'll take that any day.
It was sunny and 81 in Miami, so how do you get a team ready for 25 degrees at Lambeau?
I was just going to carry ice cubes in my pockets and throw them at players all week.
That's the Dolphins head coach, Mike McDaniel. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Fuel your savings with Bush Hog and Nemeth Implement. Check out these deals on their 100 series single spindles. The single spindle 200, 300, 400, and 500 series as well. See selected flex wings, hay tools, and tillers. See the whole line of Bush Hog where quality meets affordability. If it doesn't say Bush Hog, it just won't cut it. See them at NemuthImp.com, N-I-E-M-U-T-H, NemuthImp.com, or go to their showroom just south of Medford on Highway 13 in Stetsonville.
Marcus here from Medford Motors. Does your vehicle need service and can't afford to miss the dirty pointer? Call Medford Motors Mobile Service. We come right to you and service all makes and models. Call yours truly, Marcus, at 715-314-1652.
All right, we got some birthdays and anniversaries. We're going to do the cake drawing on Monday, so if you have a birthday or anniversary, feel free to call it in yet today. We'll be in holiday mode for the next couple of days, but we'll still get you in the drawing for Monday. We've got Jaleel White, the actor. He played the super annoying Steve Urkel on TV's Family Matters. Gray, I need your opinion on this. Gray,
is he out there
somewhere? I was just shocked. My next oldest brother, who I get along with all my brothers really well, but he's kind of an outdoor guy and he's a hunter and everything that I'm not. But I remember when I was younger that he declared that he thought Steve Urkel was funny from the show TV's Family Matters. Do you know who Steve Urkel is? Or is this before your era?
Did I do that?
Yeah. And it just shocked me that my outdoor, toughest of my brothers was the guy that said, yeah, I think he's pretty funny.
it didn't hit me. I think I was on your team on that one. I did like what they did with the character, and looking back as an adult, I think that's a phenomenal like piece of writing, and to have that character if I'm writing scripts is okay, cool. I can do like whatever I want with him. And it sounds like it would be really fun. But I wasn't laughing very much. I did like when they made him Stefan Urkel. You know, they made him into the cool version of himself. And
did I do that?
There you go. that was a laid back version. But you know, he was a very talented actor. I mean, he was an over the top character. There was, it still is. It's a show. The silliness of it just can it goes generation. It'll go a couple generations. Yep.
I've heard Jaleel White talk a couple times, and he seems to be at peace with it now. But I think for a long time, his adult self was basically tormented by the results how well he did that as a kid. Like, kids shouldn't be able to act that well. And he did, and everybody thought he was Urkel, and he's not. He's Jaleel White, and he's a really cool dude. And
yeah.
Nobody thought he was a really cool dude.
But they want him to put on the suspenders and the goofy outfits and be Urkel.
Pull your pants up for me. Yeah. Dance, monkey, dance.
It's still a good payday for him, probably. Yep. So if you're not sure who we're talking about, that's Family Matters, Steve Urkel, U-R-K-E-L. You can watch an episode on YouTube, and it's pretty good stuff, actually. Brooke Langton, the actress from Melrose Place, is 54 today. Robin Givens, the actress, she was married to Mike Tyson for a while. They had some problems, and Mike Tyson had problems with a lot of things, but 60 for Robin Givens today. Fisher Stevens is 61, the actor from Hackers, Super Mario Brothers, 61 today. I can't believe that the Mario Brothers still continues into the next generation. We found that out when we asked people's favorite video games the other night. But Mario Brothers, company, corporation, dynasty, that continues, right? They continue to make new stuff, right?
Yes, and I mean, as long as it's in the hands of a company like Nintendo, it will continue to. Nintendo has a knack for longevity. Nintendo's over 100 years old. Nintendo's been around since before video games. Google about that. But yeah, they used to do other things and have managed to stick around, and they got into the video game business. And like, for that reason, I think Mario Brothers, Pokemon, and a couple other IPs, intellectual properties, will be around for as long as that company is. And they've got staying power because they sue everybody who touches them. So.
I admit I was addicted to the original Mario Brothers, the one where you swam underwater and you had the mushrooms and you jumped and hit the blocks. And I was addicted to that when it came out. I played that a lot.
It's a piece of history. Whether or not that game is for you, there are a lot of people who don't like video games as they currently sit who would still enjoy them a game of Super Mario Brothers. My parents played Solitaire and Pokemon Pinball on the Game Boy. Those are the two video games. You know, some things just work for people they normally wouldn't for.
Pokemon Pinball.
Well, yeah, it had actually a vibrating pack on the Game Boy game, so that you had almost like your Game Boy would vibrate when you did something stupid, which my Game Boy vibrated a lot.
You wouldn't think pinball would transform well into video games, but it actually does. There's a couple of pinball games that I played a lot too when I was younger.
I think the vibration made all the difference, so you could get that satisfying feedback when you hit the ball. You know, there's that little part of your lizard brain at the very bottom backside of your brainstem is like, ooh, yeah, I like that. That felt good.
And anytime I bring up a pinball game, I always think to myself, can I tilt this thing? What do I have to do to tilt this? Because there is a certain joy in being struggling at a pinball game and have everything not go your way. There's a certain joy in just being able to just put the wrist, the front of the wrist to the machine, just give it a jar and just say, I don't care, tilt me, baby. That's my frustration right there.
It's no like lights, a technical no
foul.
Balls.
It's like a technical foul in basketball. Just like, go ahead and give me a technical.
Yep, I accept the consequences. It's just righteous anger.
That's right.
Point.
And then the tilt and your flippers go useless and the ball ends up back in the return carriage. It's painful and glorious at the same time.
I hear memories leaking out there, Joel. You've got some repressed feelings here.
Especially if it's the last ball. Because I'm from an era where there were five balls in a game of traditional arcade pinball. And if you got to the last ball and you knew it just wasn't going to happen, you're just like, whatever. And you just like, you almost bring the whole pinball machine off the floor about an inch. And then that, of course, makes the manager of the arcade put the sign up. No excessive tilting.
Yep. And then they bolt them down, and then you get kicked out.
Yep. Exactly. Mike Socia, the former Dodger catcher, became manager. He is 66 today. Kelly Curry, the creator of the TV series Nashville, is 67 today. Caroline Bouvier, the last surviving child of President John Kennedy. And Jacqueline Bouvier Kennedy is 67 today. Catherine Bigelow, 2010, became the first woman to win the Best Director Oscar for The Hurt Locker and a lot of other stuff, too. She is 73. Who else here? James Avery, the veteran actor from Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. I think he was the dad on the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, I believe.
I think you're right. He passed a little while ago, didn't he?
He passed back in 2013, actually, quite a ways back.
That's actually one of my favorite crossovers. If you're having a bad day, find when he showed up on Family Matters.
Yeah.
He showed up because they shared
on Fresh Prince.
He showed up on Family Matters.
Oh, on Family Matters.
Prince and Family Matters shared a studio, I believe.
Oh, really?
So, yeah. So the dad from Fresh Prince went over and, like, basically crashed the set while they were taping an episode, and the actors did such a good job that it made it to the live air. Find that on YouTube if you can. Let me hop over here.
That is good stuff when they cross over like that. Jimi Hendrix, some considered to be the best guitarist ever to live. That's a negotiable statement. Born in 1942, Jimi Hendrix passed back in 1970. Eddie Rabbit, Burning Up With Love, I Love a Rainy Night. Country crossover artist. Real name is Eddie Thomas. Change it to Rabbit. Must have been an Elmer Fudd fan. 1941, passed in 1998. Eddie Rabbit is no longer around. And Bruce Lee, the martial arts superstar. Is he the king of... martial arts movies, Bruce Lee?
You know, I'm not a karate movie guy. I do like a good movie, but I've never been the kung fu film kind of guy. Yeah. So it kind of I respect it. I respect the craft. I respect the hustle and the athleticism, but it was never my thing. So, yeah, no, I'd have to phone one in for an opinion.
Well, he passed away at the age of 33. When you pass away young, sometimes your legend gets escalated a little bit.
Yes,
because we never got quite able to find out how it all ends. We got stopped mid-book there. All right, so happy birthday anniversary if this is a special day for you. We got Courtney in here from the Park Falls Chamber. Courtney Urkel from Family Matters, big fan, or do you know who he is?
Oh, yes, I know who Steve Urkel is.
Yeah, does he make you laugh?
Yeah,
that's good stuff.
Friday show is always TGIF.
TGIF.
Yeah. He had Family Matters, Full House, the whole gauntlet of them. I loved all of them.
And it appears as though, I mean, I haven't seen a whole lot of bad things about Jaleel White. I think he stayed on the pretty straight and narrow.
I don't see any criminal record things.
So many of those child actors, it's tough for them to transition to real life after all that attention when they're younger. So I guess Urkel was weird enough, so I guess there was nowhere to go, right? There was nowhere to go. All right, Courtney's with us from the Park Falls Chamber to talk about the big events. We got a lot of stuff going on this weekend, right?
Yes.
All right, let's
dig in. Starting tomorrow, come join us for the Turkey Trot. It's going to be brisk, but what a better way to warm up and get the blood pumping, ready for dinner later that day. We're going to be in the Padua Center for registration starting at 8 a.m. and the walk run will begin at 9. So you have time. We have a lot of people who pre-registered, but there's still time. You can come. You can go online until 4 o'clock today to register. Otherwise, stop in and see us in the morning. If you wake up and just feel like you really want a turkey trot, come on over. There's always the more the merrier. So, and our first male and female finisher will each get to take home a prize, which is going to be a $50 Quick Trip gift card and a pie.
All right. You can do it casually if you want to run it for real and see what time you get. Either way you want to go, right?
Yeah, and it's not professionally timed, so it's, time your own if you'd like to, but the first male and female will get a prize. And then after our last finisher, we are going to be drawing. We have a door prize for everybody who registers, and we have one for adults and one for kids. So,
all right. Bundle up. Get a good walk. It'll be a good excuse. When you delve into that third serving of stuffing, you'll be like, back away. I did the turkey trot.
Yep.
There you go. You got your excuse.
Yeah. And then starting Friday, we have the launch of our Shop Local event. So you can start by picking up a passport punch card at the chamber office or any of the participating businesses. And there is a list online on our website as well as on our Facebook page. So check it out. There's 13 businesses participating. Each one of them has donated a prize to go into our grand prize basket. So at the end, you have until December 19th to turn in your punch card, visiting as many businesses as you can. Even if you only visit a couple, you can still turn it in and your name will go in for each business that you visited. And then we're going to draw on December 20th for that grand prize basket, and it's valued at over $200. There's some really great stuff in there. I'll be posting pictures next week so people can get a glimpse at that. But yeah, it's going to be a great time, and it's a great way to support our local economy, visiting some of these businesses. Whether you're looking for the perfect gift for someone or if you're not sure, get a gift card, because I've never been disappointed in getting a gift card.
Right. It's a gift that keeps giving all the way into January and stuff. So yeah,
and I'm a shopper, so my husband knows now, just, you know, it's just easier to give me the gift card and let me have double the joy. I get to the experience of shopping and picking out what I want, and I get exactly what I want.
See, to me, the gift card gets labeled. I've heard people say, oh, you're insensitive, you didn't even pick something out for him, give a gift card. To me, the gift card says love, Gray. It just says love, because you're saying, you know what, I respect you enough where I want you to pick out what you really want. I don't want to give you a job of returning this piece of whatever that I gave you. Gift cards.
Yes.
Underappreciated, I say.
That's the face I put on, but if you get a gift card from Gray, it's because I couldn't think of something better.
Sometimes you have that thing that you know, but yeah, if there's a doubt, go ahead, go with the gift card.
Yeah, well, it's a better safe option than people ever had before. What, a fruitcake? That's what it used to be. If I don't know what to get you, I'm giving you a fruitcake. How about, I think a gift card's a lot better than a fruitcake. Unless you make a mean fruitcake. I'm not saying I don't accept fruitcakes.
And guys, for the spouse or girlfriend, if you have no idea what to get her, a gift card and a good pair of warm socks. The warm sock says, I love you, but I have no idea what else to get you. Here's a gift card.
Yep.
You win both ways.
It is. Socks are great. Like when I was a kid, you open socks or something, you're like, clothes. Now I'm like, oh, fuzzy socks. It's the best day ever.
That's now, right. You want to go next level in the same exact category. If you want to upgrade that a bit, you're thinking, man, we got to do something a little better than socks. Okay, fine. Same thing, but do Bombas. If you don't know what Bombas are, Bombas, free ad for Bombas. I love those things. They're basically like little wool socks that go up to your ankle. They're like little house slipper booty things. They look ridiculous, but you won't take them off when you get home. You take off the socks, you put on the Bombas, happy winter. You're hunkered down, just like that.
High-level socks are wonderful. Yeah, see, I've given up on socks that end at the ankle. I mean, high-level socks, you got to go up to the cap. If you want to go up to the kneecap, I'm all right with that.
Yeah, you can fold down a tall sock. You can't fold up a short one. That's not how it works. We don't have accordion socks, we could probably work something out there, but no, I half fold long socks like every day.
Okay. All right. So somehow we got off on this tangent.
Shop local. Lots of places in town sell some great socks. So there we go. So the shop local event. And then Saturday we have Deck the Halls downtown. It's going to be in Old Abe Memorial Park. We've got the Grinch with Catkins there from 4:30 to 5:30. We have a parade starting at 5:30. And then following the parade is going to be the tree lighting ceremony where Miss Wisconsin Teen USA Olivia Negri will be there, and I hear Santa is making an appearance after the parade, and Gray is going to be down there helping us out. And
Directing traffic or something like that. You're going to give me a flashlight with one of those cones on the end like they use for airplanes, something like that.
Yeah.
I'll be responsible for something.
We'll make him
horns? He could, with his haircut, he could kind of do the Grinch thing there. Yeah. Horns? No hair getting in the way there?
We could get you a prosthetic. You could be Cindy Lou Who for us.
I'd be a really tall, beardy Cindy Lou. What is it? Where Are You Christmas? I'm a little bassy for Where Are You Christmas,
yeah.
I think.
Yeah.
We'll find a
way. So that's Saturday.
Yep, and Saturday. So that'll be it's a nice kickoff for the holiday spirit. Get everybody excited. And, you know, and it's Small Business Saturday, so there are tons of businesses running special deals Saturday during the day. So you can make it an entire family event. Start your Christmas shopping, go and get something great to eat, and then head over to the park and join us for an evening of fun. And there's going to be free hot cocoa and s'mores while supplies last after the parade.
All right. That's all this Saturday right down at the park, right?
Yep.
All right. Very good. Parkballs.com website to go for more information. We've talked about gift certificates, Chamber Bucks.
Yes.
That makes a good one, too.
Chamber Bucks are excellent, yes.
Now you've given them a lot of different places they can shop with those Chamber Bucks, right?
Yes, we have a full list. It's on our website as well of all the businesses that accept Chamber Bucks, and there's more getting added every day, so it's wonderful. It's the gift that It's a universal gift. You know that you're going to keep your dollars local, so it's supporting small businesses. Well, you're also, you know, getting the gift that definitely won't be returned. Yeah. So.
And put a pair of socks on there if you think you're not personal enough.
Yeah. So
you could probably get some socks with Chamber Bucks. I'm betting there's a business that accepts Chamber Bucks. Definitely. I immediately think of the farmer's market, though. If I get Chamber Bucks, I'm saving it till summer and that farmer's market comes around again.
Yeah.
I'm buying every rhubarb pastry with Chamber Bucks. That's the move. Help me with this effort. You rhubarb, contribute.
Rhubarb pastry people, you have been warned.
Yep.
All right, parkfalls.com. Courtney, thank you so much for
thank
the info.
You.
Courtney is the director of the Park Falls Chamber of Commerce. Community events on 98Q Country are brought to you by Forward Bank. Looking for hunting land, cabin on the lake, maybe a large home for your growing family, or maybe you're planning to build your dream house? Forward Bank has been helping families and communities since 1919. The tradition of treating customers like family is supported by a broad line of construction, land, home equity, and mortgage loans. Come see the experts at Forward Bank for your financial needs. Get started today with the online mortgage application at forward.bank or call 762-2411 or 339-3223. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Serving Wisconsin's beautiful Northwoods, 98Q Country is 98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. A ceasefire deal between Israel and Hezbollah in southern Lebanon appears to be holding those who had been displaced by fighting or returning to their homes. The U.S. brokered truce.